Hey everybody on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fashionista, and I wanted to do a boom because I haven't done one in a few days. If you can hear clinking and stuff, I am making a peppermint tea because I've got a bit of a stomach upset. Well, not upset, my stomach's just hurting a bit, and peppermint tea is good for things like aiding digestion, and it's supposed to be drunk after you eat a meal or, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I drink it whenever I want and I love it. So if you're not really fond of like other herbal teas, or you're trying to have something a bit more healthier than normal tea, my recommendation would be to try peppermint tea, because it's really nice actually. I personally prefer it to green tea. Anyway, I didn't want to do a boom just talking about tea, even though it might be fun, because I love tea. I actually have lots of teas that I like. Just not certain green teas. Some green teas put me off because they taste like dishwater. Anyway, I wanted to do a boom. I'm currently indoors. It is a really cold, nasty Wednesday. And I'm just making some tea, and then I'm going to go and just tidy up my room a bit and get ready, because I'm doing a few videos later on, because I haven't filmed anything in about 2 weeks now, because I've been ill, I had flu, and I had lots of uni work to get on with, so I've not been able to do anything. And I wanted to do some videos today, so that's what I'm going to do. And then tomorrow I'm going to uni for the day. I've got a few things on. I've got a meeting with the careers office, because I'm looking to try and improve my CV and stuff, and get a part-time job. I've applied for quite a few jobs actually part-time, so hopefully I'll be able to get something that works around me. And I'm also going to be booking, I'm doing an astronomy course, astrophysics, at the Greenwich Observatory, so I'm going to book that today. And yeah, that'll be quite fun. And then tomorrow I'm also meeting a friend of mine. We're going to London Fashion Weekend next month, and we've got to arrange tickets because we want to see what basically is available and then book something. I go pretty much every year. I love London Fashion Weekend, as you guys probably know if you've watched or followed me for ages. I've gone ever since, I think the first year I went might have been 2013. That's the first time I ever went to London Fashion Weekend, because I love it and I think it's awesome, and I like going there to say to people, hey, I am visually impaired, I like fashion, you gotta deal with it. So that'll be really nice. And then on the weekend I'm going to afternoon tea. I'm going to the Marie Antoinette afternoon tea, because me and my mum didn't really do anything over Christmas. We just didn't really feel up to it. It was just, we were so tired. We've both been working hard this year. I've been flat out with all my uni work and everything, and all my other commitments. Mum has been as well with everything she's been doing. My dad has as well. And we literally just wanted to just have a really kind of relaxing Christmas. But we want to go and do something with my mum now. So we're going to go and do afternoon tea, especially because there's been a big generous sale on afternoontea.com. So we're going to do that on the weekend. And perhaps go to the Charlotte Tilbury store that's opened in Covent Garden, because I haven't been yet. And I love Charlotte Tilbury, even though I can only literally, I go in there and probably I'd buy one thing, and then that would be like, oh, because it's just like, it's, that is luxury makeup. I think that's probably the most luxury brand you can get, I think, anyway. Next, probably the Christian Louboutin lipsticks, but I would not pay 60 quid for a lipstick. Come on, would you? I mean, some of you might, but I certainly wouldn't. I mean, what can it do? Can it make you a cup of tea? Is that good? But no. We're going to go to Charlotte Tilbury. And we're going to have afternoon tea. To be honest, not much else is on at the moment. I'm just getting on with my essay work. I've got a lot to do with that. I'm going to be just doing that over the next few days as well. And just trying to get on with that. So I've not really got any other plans at the moment. But now, also, I wanted to just say again, thank you to everybody who's voted for me in the Rimmel London Look competition. I've gone up to 1,090 votes last time I checked, which is bloody insane. So thank you to anyone on here who's voted for me, who shared it, who has just been so nice as to, you know, comment and just try and spread the word for me. I really, really appreciate it. I think you guys are lovely, and I really, really, really am grateful for your support with this. It means a lot to me. So that is actually amazing. To be honest, there's not much else going on at the moment. I need to get some blogs done. I need to write some stuff. I've got an article I'm writing for the Huffington Post
But I can't say what it is because it's for a campaign and I'm not allowed to tell you. So I can't tell you anything about it, which is exciting. I'm a bit crazy this morning. I'm sorry. It's the peppermint tea. It makes you a bit nutty. But I love it. It smells gorgeous. Literally, like, it just smells amazing. If you've not had it, you should try it. And by the way, if you're not a brand of peppermint tea, I have the little one. Yep, Lidl do a peppermint tea, and it's actually as nice as the Twinings one, I think, anyway. Right, so that's probably about it for now. I'm going to go and drink this, and then I'm going to go get back to work and sort out my room and start, like, curl my hair and stuff and, you know, all that jazz so I can film some videos later. I don't know what day it will go up. It depends on when I can get around to editing it and finish it. I will let you know. I'll put it on Twitter. I always do with it, any videos I say. When it's going to go up, so you'll know on there, or my Facebook page if you follow me on that. So I'll put it on there some point. But yeah, I am going to end this boom here. Thank you all for listening. Have a really nice week and keep warm and dry and safe. And I love you guys, and I will check in next time. Bye.